From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Lona Manick. Our guest this week is Travis Thatcher, the Technical Director of the Composition and Computer Technologies Program here at the University of Virginia.
My name is Travis Thatcher, and I have a background in computer science and computer music, and about 3.5 years ago, a professor of mine clued me into the technical director job for the computer music program here at the music department, UVA. I grew up, my father's a musician, a working musician, and grew up around instruments and music, and always kind of, you know, a child of the 80s, kind of had this fascination with synthesizers and electronic sounds from a very young age. So I started playing and recording with that kind of stuff, and also building devices and modding things and repairing things, and sort of just kind of ended up getting incorporated into my life as well, just as being a stage tech and then my own music. Since the very beginnings of electronic music, as people started to think about automated control versus, you know, you have these instruments that have, even electronic instruments, still required a person to play it, like a theremin, someone had to play it, synthesizers, organs, things of that nature. But as people started to introduce the idea of compositional control over a system, it allowed composers to, in some ways, get exactly what they want out of the performance. So in some ways, it removes the human element from the player end of things, which isn't always desirable. And now I think there's more research, there's a lot of research into bringing that human element back into the computer, basically teaching it how to improvise and how to add the nuances that people add that aren't just exactly following instructions. When I was in grad school, we worked on a piece for my colleague built this robot drummer and named Hailey, and it played a Native American sort of frame drum, and it was also part of a system that was designed to listen to two darbuka players, and we had just microphones in the drums, but it would analyze the beats that these players would play and then either do something simple, like as you're improvising with it, it'll remember what you played, and then like 10 minutes later spit that back out at you. And a human can't do that perfectly, but a machine can, and it's not to say that it's better or worse, it's just something that a machine can do that a human can't. And maybe by doing that, or combining it using like stochastic analysis or some kind of like mathematical systems that machines do well, maybe you'll hear that then as you're playing with it and be like, oh, I have a new idea that I wouldn't have come up with on my own. A lot of the work we've been doing recently has been on human-computer interaction in the form of like interface, like designing new instruments that we can come up with, you know, new ways of controlling sound. So one of our grads been doing a lot of research with ambisonic recording, which is basically like recording sounds with special microphones that allow you to reproduce those sounds and in a multi-channel like speaker array and allow you to position them in space. So think like VR, like if you're playing a video game and you have a monster behind you, you hear it behind you. There's a lot of work being done with like composers actually making pieces for these installations.
Travis Thatcher is the Technical Director of the Composition and Computer Technologies Program at the University of Virginia.
Please listen carefully.
Check out these events happening this week. This Friday, November 3rd, Flux will be holding its second CUSPE Qualifier Poetry Slam featuring the Who Sits. This event will take place at 7:15 p.m. in Morey Hall 209. This poetry slam is the second of three qualifiers to select 8 poets for CUSPE finals. The top 5 poets at finals will form UVA's second CUSPE team and travel to Philadelphia to compete in the 2018 CUSPE tournament. Also this Friday, Black Voices Gospel Choir will be holding a free concert at 7:30 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Ballroom. Black Voices Gospel Choir is the only gospel choir on grounds. They are one of the first Black CIOs at the university and enjoy fellowshipping with UVA students and the Charlottesville community through singing traditional gospel music of the African American tradition. On Saturday, November 4th at 8 p.m., the UVA New Music Ensemble and the UVA Clarinet Ensemble will be performing at The Bridge downtown. The concert is both open to the public and free of charge. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview was recorded by Chase Browning and edited by myself, Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.